On Sunday, a group of gay Roman Catholics are planning a protest during Mass. In several cities, protesters intend to wear rainbow sashes declaring their support for gay rights. In Chicago, Cardinal Francis George has told priests to deny communion to anyone wearing one of the sashes. He says he doesn't want communion to be used as a political statement. This is one of a series of confrontations lately involving politics and the Eucharist. Two American bishops have come out against giving communion to politicians who disagree with the Church on such issues as abortion and stem cell research. Commentator James Martin, a Jesuit priest, says that even the threat of denying communion goes against the meaning of the ritual.
The most important thing I do as a Catholic priest is not marrying couples or baptizing infants or anointing the sick or even hearing confessions. The most important thing I do is something that is both more ordinary and more extraordinary, celebrating Mass. And at the heart of the Mass is the Eucharist. Catholics believe that Christ is present in many ways in the Mass, in the people, in the priest, in the Scriptures, but most of all in the Eucharist itself, the bread that is transformed into the body of Christ. In the 1989 film Romero, the Archbishop of San Salvador, Oscar Romero, races to a local church that has been forcibly occupied by the Salvadoran military. As government soldiers spray machine gun fire over his head, Archbishop Romero enters the church to prevent the Eucharist from being desecrated. He risks his life to protect the consecrated hosts. This is how strongly Catholics feel about the Eucharist. That's why the controversy surrounding the denial of Eucharist to some Catholic politicians is so disturbing. When Catholics step into the communion line in their parishes, they're saying that they accept what the Church stands for and see themselves as full members of the community. This is what it means to be in communion with the Church. Church law also says, wisely, that anyone who manifests a persistent, obstinate, and grave sin should not receive communion. This sets a very high bar for denying anyone communion. Catholic teaching has also been to leave the decision about receiving the Eucharist to the individual, who, in his or her own conscience, has reflected on the teachings of the Church. In other words, whether or not someone receives communion is a matter better left between that person and God. As a seminarian, I was taught never to deny someone who approaches the altar. How could a priest presume to see within the heart of each person in the communion line? And in the end, all of us are sinful, and we say so right before receiving the Eucharist. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. The Eucharist has become a political tool taken up not simply by a few bishops. If on Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, priests in Chicago deny communion to gays and lesbians, they will be further politicizing the Eucharist. If those denied communion return to their pews and stand in protest, then they too will be politicizing this holiest of sacraments. The Eucharist was instituted by Jesus Christ at the Last Supper, a meal about inclusion, forgiveness, and unity. Its current misuse is about exclusion, blame, and disunity. As the Second Vatican Council taught, the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Church's worship. It is not a weapon.
James Martin is a Jesuit priest who lives in New York.